Welcome back to another Power 60 episode. 60 seconds of awesome sauce starts right now. I might hammer this topic on another episode, but remember, you are not always going to be at 100%. So if a day comes or you're at 70%, understand that what you can do that day is going to be less than what you normally can do. For example, if you normally can lift 100 pounds and you ate like crap the night before, you didn't sleep and you wake up and now you're expecting to hit the 100 pounds again, it's an unrealistic expectation. And then what happens is people get discouraged because, oh my gosh, I'm so much weaker today. What happened? Well, things happened and you're not at 100%. Maybe you're at 85%. So instead of 100 pounds, you do 85 pounds and you get the idea there. And that's actually your 100% for the day. So focus more on the intensity of what you're doing, focus more on the effort you're putting in versus the specific number or the specific outcome of what you're trying to go for, because it's going to fluctuate a lot. But your intensity and the output that you put in there, or the input you put in there, is going to be what is going to keep you going through the long run. If you can consistently put in as much effort as you can, even on days where you don't want to, that is where you're going to see the most results. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.